Good morning, Rabbi. Let's continue. We left off page Shin Tzadik Ches. Remember again, we left off in the middle of a really incredible story with the actor of the Ohev Yisrael, who was approached by one of his Hasidim who was in need of funds in order to be able to marry off his daughter. The Abderav went ahead and sent this particular chassid with a letter to a very rich individual, a very wealthy man. Wealthy man read the letter and was particularly incensed, was angry, as he felt that the Rebbe was demanding of him to go ahead and give what he considered to be an exorbitant amount of money. He was upset on two accounts. Number one, that the amount of money was exorbitant. Number two, don't demand of me, ask me. Ask me. Ask nicely. I'm happy to give, but ask nicely. So as such, he tells the individual, get out of here. Your Rebbe is not in charge of my money. And go and tell your Rebbe that I'm not obligated at all to listen to what he says. Shin Tzadik Tes, second paragraph. Ha'ani yotze mevuyash mibeso shala asher. The Ani leaves the home of the rich man very embarrassed. So he tells the Rebbe, he tells the Ohev Yisrael everything that happened in the home of the wealthy man. The Rebbe sighed. So the Ohev Yisrael then says to the Ani, listen, I want you to go to the home of one of my Talmidim, one of my students, and tell him that I would like him to give you the following amount of money. Now the amount of money that the Rebbe was asking from this Talmid was dramatically less than the amount that he asked for the Ashir from the Ashir, as will become apparent in just a moment. Halacha Ani Eva Talmid, V'ra'a Shehudar B'Bayis Aluf. So what happens? So the poor man shows up at the house of the Talmud, of the student of the Abderav, the Chassid, and he sees that the Talmud lives in a dilapidated home. Hadavar nikar shafilu sikum katan shekazeh lo yielos losis. And the man who's trying to marry off his daughter realizes that the truth is, this poor Chassid, this Talmud of the Abderav, he doesn't even have the smaller amount of money that the Rebbe was asking him for. He goes on, he says, Ulam chazak ala pekudas rabo, v'nichnas lebayis u'masres es divrei ha-rebi le-talmud. But he has no choice. He's on a mission from the Abderav. He goes in to the home of the chassid, tells the chassid that the Rebbe asked me to tell you to please give me X amount of money. Tekiv kishashama ha-talmud, sha-rebi tziva alav lases sikum zeh shal kesef la'ani. So as soon as the chassid heard, that the Rebbe wants him to give a certain amount of money to this poor man who's trying to marry off his daughter, miyad kam bizrizos, the man got up with incredible alacrity, incredible zrizos, bekara besimcha, betach, betach, ha-rebi tziva, miyad eramala asos, ato shev lecha v'tanuach, v'ani arutz la'asof esakasef. So the chassid says to the poor man, what is chus? If the Rebbe asks me to give, of course I'm going to give. You sit here, you take it easy. I don't have the money, obviously, so I don't have the money. But you sit here, have a cup of tea. Let me figure out what I need to do in order to gather these funds. Miad, ratza tamid vodiya lishto, sharebi tziva aleim loseis lo'ani hazeh, sikum kach v'kach lach nosas kala. So immediately afterwards, what happens? So the Talmud runs, he goes to tell his wife that the Rebbe told us that we have to give a certain amount of tzedakah to this poor man for Achnasas Kala. So they conversed, they strategized for a few moments together, and they reached the following decision. So they decided on a two-pronged approach. The wife of the home was going to figure out, what can we sell? What is it that we don't need that we can sell? And the husband was going to try to figure out, who else can we enfranchise? Who else can we include in the performance of this mitzvah? Acher sha'atayim chazer ha-talmid, u'biyado sikum mechubad shal kesef. 2 hours later, the Talmud, the Chassid, returns, and with him he has a nice, significant amount of money. So he includes in that amount, again, the amount that they were able to accumulate from items that the wife sold, certain silver they had in their home from their chasana. Vihine hakesef ala bidiyuk l'sikum sharebi tzivale en loses. And amazingly enough, when they calculated all of the monies together, it turned out that it was exactly the amount that the Rebbe had commanded the chassid to give. So the Talmud and his wife, the Chassid and his wife, were so happy that they were able to go ahead and fulfill this mitzvah. And also that they were able to go ahead and fulfill the will of the Rebbe. The poor man who showed up, was happy. Not just happy because he got money, but happy because he saw their happiness in their incredible generosity. V'halach, page tough. V'halach la'asof v'shar kesef shechasalo. V'achin lo b'soch zman lo rav hisyes bito b'kavit karoi. And then again, he somehow made up for the remainder of the money which he still needed to accumulate. And Baruch Hashem, he made the chasana. Good. Story ends beautifully. Hine osil Talmud shenasan es hatztaka b'mesiros nefesh. That Talmud who gave the tztaka with incredible selflessness. Nisirome mazalo. Baruch Hashem, his mazel took off. V'hechal atzliach b'chol asher yaseh. He became successful in everything he did. Ad sheyamim na'asa asher gadol. Until not so much later, he becomes Baruch Hashem a very wealthy man. V'ilu ha'asher she'seirav l'Rebbe. But the original rich man, who again refused the request of the Rebbe, and again was very dismissive of the Rebbe as well, Hischilu asokav lehidarder, ad shenafal minechasav ubismo ubisoch zman katzer ma'od higia lepas lechem. So a dramatic role reversal. The poor chassid who was so exceptionally generous, page tough. The poor chassid who was originally so generous, now Baruch Hashem begins to experience unprecedented wealth and mazel. The ashir, who was so not just stingy, it wasn't just the miserliness, but it was the approach, the dismissiveness of the request, begins to lose everything. Amrlo ishto, kol ze eiru lecha keonesh, sheserafta l'rabbi me'apta, va'apti barta negdo b'chatzifus, le'chilov, utevakish mechila u'mimenu, ulai charon apo mimcha, v'takshra l'ma'amadcha l'parnasascha. So what happens? So the wife of the former usher says to her husband, yeah, my dear, of course that's how the conversation starts, my beloved husband, right? You understand why this is happening, right? This is happening because you were a miser. You were a kamtzan. The Rebbe sent someone your way to help. You had the means to help that individual. You refused the Rebbe. And because you refused the Rebbe, all of this is happening now. Go to him. Reconcile, go to him, apologize, go to him and try to figure this out, and maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will restore our wealth. Shama hala b'kolo shel ishto. So the man listens to his wife. Halach al Rabbi me'apta. And he goes to the apta Rav. V'nichnas eilav chafui rosh u'mavuyah. She walks into the Rebbe, obviously very embarrassed at all that's happened. Harei me'apta kibal aspanam v'ma'arpanim. Bishal osel l'sibas bo. The Rebbe greets him with incredible derech eretz, and says, "Nu, what brings you? What brings you?" Amar lo asher, Amar lo ha'asher l'shavar, yimchali rabbeinu ala pigei bichvodo. So listen to Rosa. This exchange is amazing. So the asher says to the Rebbe, "Rebbe, I came to ask mechila for the way I mistreated you. I came to ask mechila, ultimately, again for the way I was pogim, for the way I diminished your kavod." So, Amar lo Rebbe, be'ezo pikiya medubar, what are you referring to? When did you ever take liberties? When were you ever pogim? When did you ever diminish my kavod? Amar lo, shezilzalti be'pekudas ha'Rebbe, Because Rebbe, when you sent me the Ani to help out the Ani, right, I did not go ahead and give him what the Rebbe asked. And it was, I obviously offended the Rebbe, and now I'm being punished by having lost all of my wealth. Ma'alti b'tafkidi, eize tafkid, I'm sorry, Amar Rebbe, ein ze onesh klal, ela sha'ata ma'alta b'safkidcha. The Rebbe says, you have it all wrong. Look, I love you. I don't have any, I'm not angry at you, I'm not upset at you. He said, if you want to know why this stuff is happening to you, it's because you have literally, what's the right word? Ma'al b'saf kitcha. You have almost rebelled against your very purpose, right? You've rebelled against your purpose, your shlichus, right? See, it's so amazing over here. The usher thought that he was being punished because he mistreated the Rebbe. He took liberties with the Rebbe's covenant. You know the way it works with the Rebbe? We all know. How does it work with the Rebbe? Of course, whatever the Rebbe says is what we do. Right? That's the way. Of course. So he thought that he's being punished because he didn't listen to the Rebbe. The Rebbe's saying, what are you talking about? This has nothing to do with me. This has to do with you. You have a job in this world, and you chose not to do your job. And when you don't do your job in this world, there are ramifications for non-performance. Ma'alti b'safkidi? What are you talking about? I didn't do my job. What are you referring to? Is it tafkid shabavta? What job are you referring to? Bovas sapradacha. I know it's late, but just give me 2 more minutes with this. So Rebbe says, let me tell you, this is amazing. Last paragraph, page tough. Lifnei sheyarda nishmasi la'olam, ratzu b'shamayim, lo seisli she'echye ba'osha, lo seisli ashirus, she'echye ba'osha v'kavod. So listen to this. So before my neshama came down to this world, the Rebbe says, so what happens? So they wanted in Shemayim to give me incredible wealth, that I should be able to live in great wealth, great covet. Ulam ani lo eskamti lach. But the Rebbe says, I didn't agree to this. V'ta'anti sha'isuk b'kesef v'b'nechasim alo ligzoli mizmani. Because I said, if I'm too preoccupied with wealth, then what? It's going to take away from my time. And I won't be able to learn Torah in the right way. Therefore, again, the Rebbe said, I didn't want this Ashirus. Top of Tof Aleph. Amruli b'shamayim, she'in breira, v'nishmasi chayeves laredes im sikum gadol shel kesef li'olam. So, however, in Shamayim they said, no choice. You have to be wealthy. You have to be wealthy. This, can you imagine? This is what's happening in Shemayim. Right? The Rebbe is in Shemayim saying, I don't want the wealth. And in Shemayim, they're saying, you have to be wealthy. Ach, ani hisakashti, she'ini muchan b'shum ofen lichios chayi osher. The Rebbe says, but again, I was adamant. I will not live a life of wealth in this world. Ben kach, kol chafzi u'batorah, v'ani mistafek b'muat. Lama li lisbol tirdas ha'osher. The Rebbe says, my job is, I want to be preoccupied ultimately with Torah. Why is it that ultimately, again, I need to be overwhelmed with the tirda, with the difficulty, and with the yoke of wealth? Right? We'll say, we'll have to stop over here. I know I'm leaving you in the middle of the story. We'll stop over here, Meretz Hashem. We'll pick up with the rest of the Rebbe's statement to the Asher Meretz Hashem tomorrow morning.